You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
The ACT Party's Treaty Principles Bill was introduced to Parliament last week, pushed rapidly forward with its first reading set to happen this week. Because of the move, the Prime Minister won't be present for the bill's first reading, which the National Party and New Zealand First have both repeatedly said they won't support it past. Labour, the Green Party and Te Pāti Māori also banded together in opposition against the bill, urging the Prime Minister to block it. And today, a nationwide hīkoi in opposition to the bill kicks off. For our weekly catch-up, I spoke to the ACT Party's Simon Court about the early introduction of the bill and the hīkoi. We also speak about David Seymour saying he won't support a ban on Nazi symbols despite the huge government crackdown on gang patches. Why bring the reading of the bill forward? What was the reasoning behind this?
Well, when bills are set down for first reading, that's a provisional date and it often depends on how other business in the House is progressing. So it's not something that is an issue for government, and quite often there's other technical delays which stop bills being introduced on time. In this case, officials and the minister responsible and cabinet were satisfied that the bill was ready to introduce, and so it was.
Because it's been brought forward, the Prime Minister won't be in Parliament for the first reading of the bill. How does the ACT Party feel about this?
Well, the Prime Minister has a very important job to do, representing New Zealand at APEC, and that's exactly where he should be this week.
Do you think his absence is going to have an impact on the bill?
I think the Prime Minister's made his personal position pretty clear. That he doesn't believe the bill should proceed. But whether he's here or not is kind of irrelevant. This is a government bill, and government ministers often present bills to the House where the Prime Minister is not there. What's important is that the bill does get its first reading, that government MPs, the Minister responsible, David Seymour, opposition MPs will all have a chance to respond. Then the bill will be referred to a six-month select committee process where all New Zealanders can participate. So it's going to be a good day for democracy on Thursday.
You're right that bills do get moved all the time and their first readings get shifted. Obviously, there's just been a lot more public discourse around this because of the huge interest in this bill, or media interest, that's been around this for months now. There have been some concerns around the changing of the date, in that it was introduced into Parliament on the day of the US election results, resulting in it being buried a little bit in the media. What are the ACT Party's responses to these sort of claims?
Well, sounds like a conspiracy theory.
Okay. The Waitangi Tribunal has made multiple recommendations against the bill, yet these are not being taken by the ACT Party. Why is this?
Well, the Waitangi Tribunal has its view, but wrong. The Waitangi Tribunal has failed to recognise that the bill can't and won't diminish Te Reo Māori, the culture, or remove any rights that Māori, iwi and hapu currently have. What it does do is reinforce that there is a group of rights which should be available to all New Zealanders, regardless of their ethnicity. That the Crown has the right to govern alone, and that we have equal rights and duties before the law. So it's a pretty simple piece of legislation. The Waitangi Tribunal doesn't seem to want the concept of treaty principles debated because they felt that only they and maybe some Supreme Court judges have the right to say what the principles mean. Well, the treaty principles were referred to in law in the Treaty of Waitangi Act 1975, but they've never been defined. What David Seymour's bill, what the government bill intends to do, is to define those principles. That doesn't really sound too contentious, but for some people, like members of the Waitangi Tribunal and some of the people organising hīkoi, they seem to find that really contentious.
Well, yes, a national hikoi has kicked off today in opposition to the bill. It will be moving its way up and down the country to Parliament, where they'll arrive next week. With such strong opposition to the bill, including National and New Zealand First both vowing not to support the bill past its first reading, why keep pushing it? What does the ACT Party hope to gain through this process?
Well, I think, you know, I'll make the point again. There is not strong opposition to the bill. There's loud opposition to the bill. And there's some misguided concerns about the bill. Over 60% of New Zealanders, when polled, say that they support the Treaty Principles Bill when those principles were described to them. The opposition is that we've heard from, and it is loud, seems to be concerned that New Zealanders shouldn't be allowed to have this debate. That treaty principles, you know, the kind of principles that say, well, you know, when someone's applying for a resource consent, you know, should they have to go and consult with every iwi and hapu in their district, for example, you know, if you want to build a shed on your farm, or if you want to upgrade your wastewater treatment plant. But most New Zealanders would say, look, if that's how the principles are being applied, then that's inefficient, it's not helpful, it's not improving the environment. It's certainly not helping move some of those statistics that we know Māori are represented in to a concerning degree, like health and education, you know, where the stats say that, you know, Māori are not typically achieving in the same way as a group. So, you know, the treaty principles, as they're being interpreted by courts and so on now, are just not helpful. We think it's really important we have the debate and we get these principles cleared up and sorted out so we can move forward as a nation.
You say those principles, the current treaty principles, aren't helpful to Māori's disproportionate representation in healthcare and other outcomes like that. Does the ACT Party believe that this is going to provide better outcomes for Māori in those sort of areas?
Well, the way the treaty principles have been interpreted by courts now, and that the treaty is a partnership between races, between the Crown and Māori, for example, led to the establishment of really unhelpful institutions like a separate Māori health authority. Now, creating a separate bureaucracy simply to pay lip service to the treaty was not going to help change some of the fundamental issues, which mean that Māori people disproportionately suffer certain health conditions. And a lot of that is to do, and I know we've discussed this on your show before, is to do that if you're a Māori person living in a remote rural community, it's much harder to access the type of high-quality health care that you need than, say, you know, if you're a Māori person or any other person living in a city. So that's why, you know, the current interpretation of the treaty principles to mean a partnership between races is incredibly unhelpful. That's divisive in and of itself, and it's certainly not going to contribute to better public policy so we can deliver better services and uplift people who need help.
I just want to move on to one final topic quickly before we run out of time. This is something we've discussed before, but now ACT leader David Seymour has come out saying he doesn't support a ban on Nazi symbols. This is despite a government crackdown on gang patches. Why does the ACT Party take such different stances on the two symbols?
Well, that's a good question. New Zealanders have been telling us that they want to stop the intimidation caused by gangs and the gang patches. Ex-coalition partner National campaigned on a gang patch ban, and they've received a strong mandate to deliver that. And now it's government policy, and as a good coalition partner, ACT is supporting that.
Much of the Jewish community, as well as the Holocaust Centre chair, has called for a ban on Nazi symbols. Is the ACT Party not open to supporting this?
Well, of course, Nazi symbols and symbolism and people throwing Nazi salutes is disgusting. But the thing about supporting free speech, which the ACT Party does, is that you occasionally have to support free speech and freedom of expression for people whose behaviour you find abhorrent. But as David Seymour said, we'd rather know who those idiots are. So, you know, banning those kind of things isn't necessarily going to help.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Corr on the Treaty Principles Bill being introduced early, the hikoi in opposition, and David Seymour not supporting a ban on Nazi symbols.
That was Simon Corr from the ACT Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.